be washing the clothes, like what did they use? What sort of soap would they use in those days?
You had lye that you used,
mm-hmm.
and of course you had what was called P&G and OK soap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you used blueing quite a bit in those days.
Yeah.
For that last rinse water, you know, you used blueing. But we used what it was called OK. That was the name of the soap, and one was P&G. Now there were some other kinds, but those are the only two names I can think of now.
Well, now, then you said that you have a barn and you have a smokehouse there.
Now your barn was for storing your corn when you pull corn in the fall,
mm-hmm.
when the corn gets
that.
Dry. And you have that to fatten your hogs on, you know. And also to carry to the mill to make cornbread for the winter.
Oh, yeah. To get you can remember when they would go out and take
it
to the mill.
Yeah, take it to the mill. That's right. You shell corn to go to the mill.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about hay? Did people keep hay in the barns that had
Yes, but that was the boss man, you know. Yeah,
oh, he's the one that had the hay.
They would have hay stacks.
Uh-huh.
And then later,
they
began baling hay.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, where would you keep? Did they keep the hay? Where? What part of the barn did they keep the hay in?
Mostly on plantations, your barns would build with lofts up in them,
mm-hmm.
and you put the hay up there. Because now the mules, when it was cold, they could come in out of the weather on this inside of the barn, you see, and that put your grain and hay up in the loft.
Well, now, like in your barn, where would you put store your corn? Which part of the barn?
Well, naturally, we only live for the tenant out on the farm to build him a little barn. He didn't have but just that one room.
Just that one
because
room.
He wasn't going to have one or two loads of corn to his part because the other half went to the boss man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like, another thing I was going to ask about in houses, what would they call the area between, like, sort of between the ceiling and the top of the house, that open space.
Josh's. Josh's. Those things that runs.
Yeah, and then that whole.
Visit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one of the things that runs in there. And then that whole area up there, do people usually call that like the attic, or did they call it? Have you ever heard that called the loft, or called the attic, or?
Well, attic was where you stored things.
Yeah, that would. Oh. Yeah.
Mostly your tenant houses just had a loft in it.
They had a loft. That's what I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
if they had.
Yeah.
Well, now a loft is what, and like my mother calls the thing at the top, she calls that the loft.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in our house now,
yeah.
she calls
uh-huh.
that the loft.
Yeah.
Where you can store things and get up in there. But now how does that differ from an attic?
Well, an attic where you have your floor and everything and carry and put things.
I see. And the loft was more open. It was
mm-hmm.
not so.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, what do you call the top, the covering of a house? You call that the.
Talking about the roof?
Yeah.
Roof?
I know it's simple,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, because you'd be surprised. Different people in different parts of the state, in different parts, call those different names.
Well, see, back 20 and 30 years back. On your tenant houses, you mostly put tin on them,
put
and
tin.
It was called a tin-top house.
Oh, it was called tin-top. Oh.
Tin-top, that's right.
Yeah. Well, what do you call those metal things that run along the side of the house to let the rain go off?
I can't remember. Right now, I can't remember what's the name of them. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Have you ever heard them called gutters or eaves?
Eaves, that's
eaves.
Right.
Yeah, uh-huh.